Good morning, all. It's your old friend Jack, riding you from somewhere in the middle of Texas. Actually, I'm not riding, I'm obviously speaking. So, it's been one hell of a ride since I moved back to the Lone Star State last August. There's an awful lot going on, some of which I've been writing about, some of which I have not written about, and I don't know if I ever will, which is not a big deal, and I'm not trying to intentionally be mysterious, but as some of you know, the blog has been going through, call it an extended transition, where I've been trying to figure out what to do with it and what to make it, because once upon a time, it was easy to be a dad blogger, because there was lots I could write about, because my kids were little, and then they got to be old enough that I couldn't just write about them anymore, because they were in middle and high school, and they Google themselves, and their friends Google themselves, and when their names come up, I want them to have some control of their digital footprint. You know, there are boundaries in blogging, and let's face it, sometimes kids can be really mean, so I did not want to cause issues by writing about stories that other kids could twist. And I hate being paranoid, but it's not really being paranoid, because the fact is, sometimes just giving someone the opportunity to point their finger at you and say, hey, you look different, is all it takes. For example, I went to Target the other day and I bought a shirt for myself just to wear on the weekends that has the Marvel characters on it, a bunch of them. And somebody there said, aren't you a little old to be wearing superheroes? And I looked at them and I said, aren't you a little fat? No, I didn't say that to them, but I wanted to. I just sort of gave them the kind of look that usually freezes my kids in place. And it worked. They froze in place and sort of went, And it was just, I wouldn't have cared. But the tone in which they said it was just nasty. I didn't feel like they were teasing me. They didn't know me. And it was just one of those stupid remarks. So in any case, That's all circling back to, I'm just still trying to figure out where the boundaries should exist in blogging. What should I be talking about? What shouldn't I be talking about? And I'm obviously, I've adjusted my writing schedule. And those of you, the 17 longtime readers / listeners, you know that it used to be I updated daily, sometimes two or three times a day. And then it was every day. And then it was just 5 days a week. And lately there have been little chunks of time going between updates. A lot of that just has to do with, you know, what happens when you have multiple blogs. It's hard to maintain all of them, and some of it has to just do with, you know, just like I said, I'm going through this evolution and just transition, trying to figure out the best way to manage this and to make it enjoyable, because if you're not having fun, you won't keep this up. And it's not that blogging hasn't been fun, it's still fun. It hasn't been as much fun, which is why I haven't kept all of them up the same way. I've been focused elsewhere, and we'll see. There are ups and downs and transitions, and you never know which way things will go. And I expect that once I finish nailing down a few things, you'll see the posting frequency resume with a little more consistency here. That's similar to what it once was. At least I suspect that's what it'll be. But I got to take care of some personal issues outside of the blogosphere first. So I just want to give you a heads up. Stay tuned, and don't be surprised if you get multiple updates, because that could happen as well. You know, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes. It's just what's fun, what's appropriate. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace.